Om Gyana Timiran Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manumapi Shatiputram Atrasvarupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natos Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatav Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Smarane Hoi Bigna Vinasham Anaya Shrihoi Nijavan Chita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, we have devotees from Madhya Pradesh, Bangalore, South Kerala, different parts of Tamil Nadu, where they come from, Chennai, Avadi, Vellore, Tirupattur, where else? We have devotees here from around the world. Ram came to make the world happy. The world is happy today. Devotees in Ayodhya are happy. Devotees in Chitrakoot are happy. Devotees in Janakpur are happy. These are prime places of Ram worship. Rameshwaram. Devotees in Salem are happy. Hope you're all happy. Celebrating the appearance of Lord Rama. Ravana's happy too. He doesn't know yet what's coming. He's thinking, he's sitting in Lanka thinking, Ishvaro ham aham bhogi siddho ham balavan sukhi. I'm the boss. No one can overcome me. I'm happy, I'm powerful, I'm perfect. No one can do anything to me. He doesn't know what's coming. Ram is coming. It's interesting in this purport that Srila Prabhupada is talking about how you can't go to other planets and talking about the scientists have investigated weightlessness. Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan writing this, but he was tuned in to the goings-on in the world. He was up to date. The space race was just beginning at that time, and they were talking of, they hadn't flown, all, I think by that time all they'd had orbiting of Earth by Yuri Gagarin in 1959 or something. So it was just coming up, and they're talking about going to other planets, a lot of excitement, and Prabhupada saying, this is demoniac. This is like Ravana's attempt to go to the heavenly planets by mechanical means. So Prabhupada was tuned in. He was writing this Bhagavatam in English for preaching to the world, and he was writing his Back to Godhead magazine, keeping abreast of goings on in the world and responding to them with Krishna conscious philosophy. So the whole world is happy, and especially in Ayodhya, everyone is very happy. Dasharath is very happy, especially. Kaushalya is very happy. Sumitra is very happy. Kaikeyi is very happy. She remained very happy with Rama, Rama was more attached to her than to Kausalya, even though she was the co-wife. So many things to learn here. One thing is, everyone was thinking that it's very nice. Now everything will be. We were very happy under Dasharath, but everyone was unhappy because there was no heir to the throne. Now they're very happy. And seeing Rama grow up, they're very happy. He's going to be the perfect successor. Though they had no complaints against Dasharath, they thought that Ram will be even better. So they're very happy seeing him grow up, and his brothers all very cooperating. Kaikeyi was very happy. So why didn't it stay like that? Well, if it had just stayed like that, then there wouldn't have been any point in Ram coming to this world at all. He's very happy in the eternal Ayodhya in the spiritual world, but he comes Vinashayata Dushkritam, or as it's stated here, Sura Karya Chikirshaya. He came to do some work, execute some work for the sake of the demigods, and that is particularly destroying the rascals and demons who are causing problems in the world. there's not much of a story if there's no fighting, and it's like in a movie, right? There has to be some sex and so, or at least some romance. It used to be romance, now it's sex, and then some fighting, those, and some comedy. So it's all there in Ramayana, but it's transcendental. There's so many things to be learned from Ram Leela. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the ninth canto where the Ram Leela is discussed briefly. Sukadev says, because he's reciting the, as in any Purana, there is recitation of the vanshas of the great kings. So the Surya Vansha, the greatest personality appearing in that is Ramchandra Bhagavan. Many great personalities, beginning with Surya himself. Many, many great personalities appear as forefathers of Rama. So in the course of narrating that, he comes to Rama and he says, I'll just tell you briefly, because you already know all this anyway. It was expected that everyone would know all of these things. Just like I'm speaking here now, and I'm talking about Rama and Ravana, and I'm not clarifying what happened, because it's expected that you all know already. If I was speaking to an audience of maybe in Russia or Italy, of people who are not knowing all these things, you'd have to explain so many things. Actually, it'd be very hard to explain, because how Naradevatvamapanna, how God comes in human form, and he's not Jesus. They only have one who they imagine is God. But we know from the Bhagavatam, when Bhagavan comes in human-like form, he kills all the demons. But in Christianity, God gets killed himself. It's a bit... I could never work that out, how he's God and they kill him. He was dead for... God was dead for 3 days. Very strange. So to explain all this, how he comes, even the Mayavadis, they will say, you see, actually he's a god, but he took a human form. But he, apana, he assumed the form of, which means it's not really eternal or anything, any such thing. So we have to, again, as I was saying yesterday, we have to understand through the Acharya Parampara, I was saying in the ninth canto, Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary, says that one thing that Rama shows in his one major point he teaches through his Leela is that association with women is always troublesome. If Ram had been a young boy like Shankaracharya, he just left home. And then no problem from women. Still he had to go back for, Shankara had to go back for his mother's funeral rites, for which he's criticized up to the present day. And he did, so it said, accept a woman into his quite close group, that Bharati, who was the wife of Mandana Mishra. She was also very learned. Anyway, but that was one point he made. But if we can expand on that point by saying that he's showing that even if you come into this material world, it's a place of trouble. And if you're going to take the form of a human, you may be superhuman. You may have human-like pastimes. You may be superhuman, but people treat you like a human. And if you're going to act on that platform, it's going to be troublesome. The material world is troublesome. And Krishna accepts that also, any form they take. The first words I read in Srila Prabhupada's books is that Vrindavan is such a nice place. Krishna was the cynosure of all eyes. But this material world is so troublesome that even in Vrindavan there is disturbance from demons. So that's one point he shows. It looked like everything was nice, that the citizens had been quietly hoping that Dasharath would abdicate and give the throne to Rama. And then he voluntarily did so, and everyone was happy. And it looked like, yeah, everything's bliss. And of course, Mantra gave the news to Kaikeyi, and she was very happy at first. And then she got her mind changed. So one thing we can see is that the power of bad association, in the case of Mantara, she gave bad advice to Kaikeyi. Nowadays, we're not supposed to say such things, and maybe it wouldn't be said so much in public assemblies, maybe more in the commentaries, but also shows how weak-minded women can be. Especially that she was so foolish to take the advice of Mantara. And even how someone like Mantara, she's supported since her childhood by Kaikeyi and the whole, and Dasharath, not directly, but Dasharath, but she had no gratefulness. She was so wicked. Of course, it's all Surakarya Chikirshaya, for the purpose of fulfilling work for the demigods. But we can learn from these things also. The Chikirshaya means to do, to execute. There's a similar word, Chikitsa, to treat medically. So some people, in the words of Jiva Goswami, they're Achikitsa. They're untreatable. Some people, they apparently they're in devotional service, but they're you can't do anything with them. They have such bad mentality that even they become attracted to Krishna consciousness, just like demons become attracted to Krishna. They get benefited, but they don't change their mentality. At any time, Duryodhana or Shishupal could have said, instead of having all this rage in my heart, this bad feeling which is burning me, I could just be, I accept Krishna. After all, he's so beautiful, he's so loving, he's so kind. But it never happened. Never happened up to the moment of their death. So that's also part of the material world. Krishna says, there are good people and there are bad people. Dvabhuto sarge loke smin daiva asura evacha. There are two kinds of people. One kind of person is basically godly, and the other kind is basically demoniac. They have a very bad mentality. So we see that also in Ram Leela. A very good example of the difference is Vibhishana. Even though he's born or he's associated all his life with demoniac people, but his nature didn't change. He remained godly. Someone who's very strong, their nature doesn't change, even in bad association. This Ravana also, he was so powerful, but he was foolish. He became overconfident of his ability. That was seen even in his asking for boons. He didn't ask that I cannot be killed by humans, because it seemed silly to him. You pray to Lord after doing so many austerities and penances, you pay for the boon, I will not be killed by a lamb. You know what a lamb is? It's a baby sheep. You don't ask for a boon like that, because the lamb is just, it's what you eat, right? The demons, they eat such things. So Ravana, he's a Rakshasa, he ate humans. See a human and you just, like Kumbhakarna when he was fighting. He was fighting and eating at the same time, picking up monkeys and throwing them in his mouth. So he was overly proud and he just couldn't accept that he could be killed by a human. He was warned from the beginning of his... he also got bad advice from a woman, from his sister, bad advice. And from the beginning, everyone was telling him, Vibhishana was telling, look, you be happy, you already kidnapped enough women, and just forget this. This is bad advice. Just forget this, Sita, and live here happily. But his mind became obsessed. Maricha told him, when Krishna hears the syllable Ra, he becomes excited. Someone's going to say Radha. When Maricha hears the syllable Rama, he becomes afraid. Rama. He becomes so afraid. He's such a powerful demon. But he became so afraid. He stayed as far away from, having been shot far away, he stayed far away. He was warned, Vibhishana warned, and then again and again, Ravana saw he's sending out his sons and his great warriors and generals and armies, and one by one they're getting killed And but then other of his ministers will say, "Don't worry, I'll go, I'll do it." And he never thinks that so many powerful people have been killed. More will be killed. It was just like Kamsa was sending so many demons to kill Krishna. One by one, they were getting killed. But he didn't think. Each time the demon came, they thought, "Now I'll kill Krishna." Even the last one is Keshi. And Kamsa was already arranging. He sent Keshi to kill Krishna. At the same time, he sent Akrura to bring Krishna. So it's like he knew Keshi was going to be killed. And then he told the elephant, the Mahout, the keeper of the elephant, "You keep this elephant, Kuvalayapira, at the gate to kill Krishna." At the same time, he told the wrestlers, "You be ready to kill Krishna and Balaram." Because he wasn't confident. He was just lining them up to be killed one after another. And they had backup wrestlers also. And they all got killed one by one. But each time it was like he knew they're going to get killed, but he still, because he was making plans for others, but at the same time, each of those who attacked the demons, they thought, "Well, I'm here to kill, that's what I'll do, that's what I do, I've been doing it all my life, and now there's just some little insignificant boy." Why did Kamsa, it's almost like an insult. Kamsa sent me to kill this little boy? Anyway, even though they'd heard he'd killed so many demons before, it's called Maya. It works on us to think that we can enjoy this world. It works on the little ant. It works on Ravana. It works on Kamsa. How we're deluded. So the whole problem came because the major lesson we have to learn, which Srila Prabhupada repeats again and again and again, is that Ravana wanted to enjoy Lakshmi separate from Narayana. That's the whole disease of material existence. We want to enjoy that which is enjoyable. She is meant to be enjoyed by him, but we want to enjoy without him. The wife is called Griha Lakshmi, but that's to be understood that you're not Narayan to enjoy her, but you should see her as a representative of Lakshmi. If she acts in a dharmic way, then she will bring all good fortune, and she should be. She will take her role and she will be protected, and if women are protected and happy, then Lakshmi personally will come. And there's no quarrel between husband and wife. There can be some loving quarrel like we see between Krishna and Rukmini once, and Krishna and Satyabhama at least once a day. But that's a different kind of quarrel. It's not serious. It's just for fun. Praniya kalaha, the quarrel of love. But if one thinks, "I will enjoy this world without Narayana, or I'll make a show of serving him," like this Satyanarayan puja. They make a show of serving him so they can get some material benefits. Then, that worship of, even if they do Lakshmi puja, It's very big in Bengal. They have the puja season, Durga Puja, the Kali Puja, Lakshmi Puja. They're all close together. But we have to worship Lakshmi and Narayan together, knowing ourselves to be servants of them. Simple point to understand. But not knowing or not recognizing this point, we all become little Ravanas. So we're here for chikitsa. We're here to be treated of our disease, the Ravana mentality, and accept we're simply servants of Lakshmi and Narayana. Rama wanted to enjoy Lakshmi without Narayana, but prior to that, his sister, Shuparnaka, wanted to enjoy Narayana without Lakshmi. It works both ways. She was very envious of Sita. She saw she's so beautiful. She criticized, why, Ram, why are you going with this ugly woman? But she knew she was very beautiful. She became very envious. So don't be envious of Sita. There are so many things which are in Ram Leela may seem to not be proper. There are many critics. And there will continue to be critics. One prominent line of criticism is to say, why did Ram banish Sita? My first reply would be to that, how do you know Ram banished Sita? What's the answer? Well, it says right there in Ramayana, right? Everyone knows. Well, if you want to make an issue out of it and you believe it happened because it's in Ramayana, then you should believe everything in Ramayana. Same thing, Krishna's dancing with the gopis. How do you know he danced with the gopis? Well, it's in the Bhagavatam. Okay, well, in the Bhagavatam it also says that he lifted Govardhan Hill. So you have to accept that. You have to accept him as the Supreme Lord. You can't just... He's immoral because he danced with the gopis. How many gopis? How many? Billion? Doesn't say in the Bhagavatam directly. But the night became as long as that of Lord Brahma. You should accept all of this. So he did this, but he also did, Rama did things like making a bridge over the ocean with boulders. Here it said, Samudra Nigraha Dini, beginning with the work which he did for the demigods, beginning with Nigraha, controlling the ocean. So how is it beginning? He was already in action well before that. We can take it that this was a sign of him doing the superhuman activity. Of course, he killed in the forest. Prior to that, Kara, Trishira, Dushana, and so many others. That was superhuman. But this was defying the laws of physics. Newton wouldn't have been happy to hear about this. Another thing is that, okay, this is it. This is the beginning of the end for Ravana. It seemed to be a barrier, an impassable barrier. Okay, now we got the army, the monkey army. We're all ready to go. Whoops! There's an ocean. What do we do about that? Who can cross the ocean? Hanuman can cross the ocean. He did it. Nala can cross. He didn't do it, but he could have done it. But what about all the others? And Ram, he's having a human pastime. So, looks like everything got stopped. But then, when built the bridge, and they crossed over, now, okay. This is the beginning. The beginning of the end for Ravana. It shows his superhuman prowess, and also because the deity of the ocean personally came. So it shows that he is Naradevatvamapanna. He is actually the Supreme Lord. Because, of course, he was the king, but he was the king in Ayodhya, not so far south. But maybe a king, but you can't order the ocean deity. You can propitiate. Just like when we were in Puri, they were doing the Mahodadi Puja. They were, once a year, they're worshipping the ocean. The Shankaracharya was there. So many other big people were there, worshipping the ocean. That's Mahodadi. Here it just says Samudra. So, Samudra and Mahodadi one side, and on the other side, Ratnaka. And the two oceans come together right at that point. At what's now called the Setu Bandha. That time it wasn't called Setu Bandha because there's no Setu. Setu means bridge and Bandha means to make. So just at that point you can see the two oceans come together. That means Ratnaka is in the Puranic histories, Ratnaka is on the western side and comes around Kanyakumari up to Rameshwaram, and Mahodadi is on the eastern side. So Puri, they're worshipping Mahodadi. So that showed he's Bhagawan. Otherwise, he was very reticent about it. He didn't show it, and by his pastimes, he seemed to not know it at all. Krishna knew it. He could be a charming little boy one moment and killing a demon the next. Helpless little boy. At home he struggles to put his father's shoes on his head when his father says, bring my paduka. And he struggles to pick it up. And then 15 minutes later he's outside killing a demon. So he doesn't forget. He can switch roles. For him, it's, does he know he's the Supreme Lord when he's in Vrindavan? The answer is yes, and the answer is no. Both. I say that on authority. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says he knows he's God and he doesn't know at the same time. Inconceivable. So Ram, he does activities which others can't do. But it appears as if he doesn't know he's Bhagawan. And he has to be reminded in the middle of the battle, and Brahma comes and Indra comes and gives Matali with the chariot. There's no fun in fighting if you think you're God. He can just by his will, billions of Ravanas can be killed. And where's the fun? And where's the lessons? Where are the lessons for us to be learned? And then where's Ramayana? And where are the devotees chanting the glories of Lord Rama? The glories of Lord Rama, yeah, he killed so many demons. He was so kind, so ideal king. All these things. But if you know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then automatically all those things would be included. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course he's going to kill all the demons. He doesn't have to come to this world to do that. But he does so to show favor to his devotees. And it's still going on at the present time. In this land, and not so much in Tamil Nadu. Ram Bhakti was, as it was in all of India, it was central to the culture here. But it's been suppressed for maybe 60, 70 years by propaganda. How long is it since this? Like that, 60, 70 years. It's been suppressed by propaganda. So that people, they become very insulting to Ram. Very demoniac. So that should be changed. It's still there. Despite all the propaganda, there's still temples of Ram being built in villages. We need a good speaker in Tamil to speak on Ram Leela, and then people will like to listen. Hindus will listen, Christians will listen, Muslims will listen, everyone will listen if it's nicely told. Because even the Muslims in India, they all know Ram Leela, many of them. And today there'll be in North India, there'll be so many parades of Ram, a huge festival in much of North India, and the Muslims will also participate. Many. What happened? They got converted by castes mostly. And if in their caste they're Ram Bhaktas, which many of them were, they never gave it up. They go on. So they also have faith in Rama. So we need someone who can speak well and interject the philosophy, and we have to do counter propaganda. People become demoniac by rejecting Ram. That's the definition. Daiva asura evacha Vishnu bhakti smito daiva asuras tad viparyayaha. Godly means worshipper of Vishnu, devotee of Vishnu. And the ungodly is just the opposite. So we can't expect any good fortune if we call in a government that is anti-Rama, a government that represents Ravana, when we're staying in a rented house in Vellore, just opposite the house. His name is on the front, his name is Ravana. The name was given by Karunanidhi. A nice man, helped us in so many ways. Next door there was a Brahmana who'd converted to a Christian for money, and he was preaching and making money. And inside his house he's doing pujas and everything, but he's a Christian preacher. So things have got very messed up. It was quite clear actually that Ravana's over there. Let's go there and kill him. But where is he nowadays? He's next door. There's so many little Ravana's representatives all over the place. Maybe inside here, we've got our own little Ravana telling us to kidnap Sita. Forget this Rama, who cares about Rama? So what should we do? We should go everywhere and chant, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should preach everywhere. Follow Krishna, follow Rama, chant Hare Krishna. That will make the difference. Distribute these books. That will make a difference. It's making a difference. All of you are here today because Srila Prabhupada crossed over the ocean. And then he thought, my Guru Maharaj wanted me to preach in the West, but my desire was to preach in India, pick up India. So he came back and he brought money from the West to build temples in India. He said that Rama, he crossed over the ocean and he defeated Ravana, who had kidnapped Sita, taken the Lakshmi. So he came and he brought Lakshmi back to Bharata. And he was helped with an army of monkeys. So Srila Prabhupada said, I also went overseas and I brought Lakshmi back to India. Means he brought the money for building the temples. And you can fill in the last line. We don't want to insult anybody. It's actually amazing. If you see the devotees who are helping Prabhupada in the beginning, how little they knew and how much enthusiasm they had. When the first temple, there was a storefront. Storefront means it's about from this pillar to the wall, and it's maybe from that pillar to here. That's it. Have any of you been to that 26 Second Avenue? Maybe not even that wide. It's very small. Anyone been there? 26 Second Avenue? Yeah. You didn't go there? You've been also. So it's very small. So at one point the newcomers, all hippies, decided to decorate it and make it nice. They got an idea to do some devotional service. So they had all prints from India, Keith and Howard had been to India. They brought some prints. This Bridge Bassi company, I don't know if they still do. They used to do. And in Chennai, there was one company. What's that called? They used to make old pictures. You used to go in everyone's home. In South India, it'd be from this Chennai company. It's in Paris. Anyone know? You don't know. You'd see everywhere pictures of Hanuman and Krishna and Rama and Ayappa. There was some company in South India. But Bridge Bassi and Mathura, they're actually better. You don't even know, you don't remember. It used to be in every house they'd have all these pictures. But nowadays, you don't have. So they had some pictures and they'd put them up and Prabhupada was very pleased to see that. There are other companies also, but those two were very prominent, what I saw. So they showed different pictures and Prabhupada said, yes, that's good, that's good, that's not good. And then they came to a picture of Hanuman. And he said, well, Prabhupada said, yes, this is very good. And well, what is that? Is that a cat? How little they knew. Everyone in India, like I say, they may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian, atheist, whatever, everyone knows who Hanuman is. You can't avoid it, knowing who Hanuman is. But they had no idea. Two of them had been in India for just about 6 weeks. And they were investigating what they thought was the spiritual culture through a cloud of ganja smoke. Well, if you go to Rishikesh, not everywhere in Rishikesh, but there are a lot of that type, and other places also, of course. But you have no idea. That, for me, serves as a vignette. Do you know that word? It's like a little thing, which a little, tiny little anecdote, which shows how far away Srila Prabhupada's first followers were from anything which he had come to give. Generally we say meat-eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication. Meat-eating wasn't so difficult for them. Illicit sex, very difficult. Intoxication, very difficult. Gambling, most of the people that came to Prabhupada didn't have a problem with that. But just how ignorant they were. It's unimaginable. It's unimaginable how Prabhupada was able to teach. People were shocked when Prabhupada brought these devotees to India. And they saw these people, they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're following everything, they have full faith. And they know about Krishna to some extent. They're worshipping Krishna and Rama. They were amazed. And in such a short time, Prabhupada had done this. Now, often people accuse us that, well, it's all Krishna, no Rama. But of course we chant Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, which most of the people who accuse us of that, I think I was in Bhopal on Ram Navami. When was that? 1 year ago? 2 years ago? 2 years ago. Someone asked me that at the end of the talk. That why you're always emphasizing on Krishna, not on Rama. So I said that. You see, we're chanting the name of Rama much more than most Ram Bhaktas do. But another thing is, he's asking me, and what do I know about Rama? I wouldn't know any. The very fact that you can ask me means I'm coming from the Western countries, and what do we know about anything about Rama? And Prabhupada gave us Rama. Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Amena Tishtan Nanavatar Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yes, we accept on Shastric evidence. Krishna is the original form and the expansions expand from Rama. Actually, this means Balaram. But the very fact that we know about Rama and we can talk about Rama, isn't that something wonderful? The glories of Ram are being celebrated all over the world on this day. It's not that we're neglectful of Ram. The glories of Ram are going to be spoken all over the world today. So you can tell people if they accuse, why are you not emphasizing Ram? Okay, come join us. We can have the Ram division. Krishna's there. It means Ram is there also. Same person. Different appearances. They both like monkeys. There's one common feature in their pastimes. Lots of monkeys. Krishna pays them back in Rajalila with lots of butter. They never get... when they're going through the forest, they could just take some fruits and this and that. Then in Lanka, how did they feed so many monkeys? Ever thought of that one? I never thought of that till now. Anyway, it went on. but he gave them special butter, the butter which the gopis, the elder gopis, had made just because they're hoping Krishna will, very nice butter. I'll make it so nice that Krishna want to come and steal it. And Krishna did, and he fed it to the monkeys. And he criticized when they say, you're stealing the butter. See, we caught you, thief. Ah, steal, I wouldn't steal your butter. See, even the monkeys won't eat it. They're already so full, they can't eat anymore. So that they have in common. Very, very strange. Those who are raised in Christian culture or Islamic culture, in general, they can't even begin to understand what they call Hinduism. It all seems very strange to them. They always make this thing about a god with an elephant head. And for people who are raised in Hindu or Buddhist cultures, yeah, we can worship Ganesh. Yeah, they don't have any problem with it. They can be an ISRO scientist and then go to take blessings in Udupi from Pejavaswami and worship Krishna. They don't have any problem with it. This Western consciousness, actually in Christianity and Islam, there's also historically so much miracles and strange things, but they edited it all out with the materialistic philosophy. But everything is just matter. So that influenced very much Christianity and Islam. We have to say, in India also, people, they get a materialistic education. Say that, yes, Ram, he did make a bridge over the ocean, like that. Krishna did show universal form. He did extend the night of the Rasalila to the extent of Brahma's night. Yeah, we should establish these things. Why do you reject? Because you cannot understand. We should tell the people that everything is not constrained within the tiny, within the area between the right hand side of your skull and the left. All knowledge, all understanding, all intelligence, it doesn't fit in your tiny brain. There is what you call the supernatural. So we should preach on all levels, like I was saying. Rama, we should have telling the stories, or Ram Leela, in all the languages, with a proper understanding. And then also the philosophical, scientific, so many levels of preaching required. You're building a temple here for preaching. People will come. Prabhupada built in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram temple. But he was, they were thinking to have the world headquarters of the Bhaktivedanta Institute there for preaching to scientists. They had their first ever conference in Vrindavan. So we should have here also. All different levels, all the different kinds of people preaching to. Temple means mostly people come for darshan. They don't have any thought of changing their life or improving their life. We have to give that, giving Prabhupada's books, give them prasadam. Explain, we need temples, they are staffed, the core staff is of course the brahmanas. There are many others also who do services in big temples, just like you see in Sri Ranga. There are different castes of different services to do. But those who worship deities should be brahmanas, means they're supposed to know also Shastra and explain it to others also. Some will be dedicated archakas, worshipping the deity, but there should be also, people should come and they should learn. And in any major temple, that tradition is there of speaking also, not just worship. They maintain that still at Udupi, the speaking tradition. Not so much in other places. In Sri Rangam there are gurukuls and they teach boys this and that. But really, as Srila Prabhupada said, the temples are meant to be educational centers. And he didn't mean the government syllabus. He meant the spiritual knowledge. So for the dioramas, but there should be devotees who can explain that. When I say brahmana, I hope you understand what I mean. It doesn't mean someone born in a... When we speak of brahmana, we generally don't mean someone born, necessarily born in a brahmana family, but someone who's been trained in the proper standard of education, of Gita, Bhagavatam, and who's able to explain that to others. So that we need also. Any question? Today's also the appearance of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, 1975. Next year is 50 years. 50th anniversary. Any question? Okay, let's all go and kill Ravana. This Kulashekar, he was hearing the story. Ram is going to attack. Bring out the army! He's the king. He's listening to the Ram Leela being recited. Bring out the army! Quick, immediately, mobilize them all. We're going to go and join. We're going to go and join Ram and attack Lanka. Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who introduced us to all this.